It's Derek here from Bomb Socks, and welcome to the Bomb Bites podcast. Hey, if you're new to Bomb Bites, it's a service from our company Bomb Socks to help be a resource to you as you're studying along with the Come Follow Me curriculum for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Hope you enjoy today's episode. We are concluding this week in the Come Follow Me study with the amazing book, Words of Mormon, and it is exactly that. It is words of this guy right here, Mormon. He's basically calling a timeout. He's finished up these small plates, and there needs to be a brief explanation leading into what's called the abridged large plates right here. So this is about 385 AD. This is towards the end of the Book of Mormon. He's about to give the plates to his son, Moroni, and so he's just kind of giving a little brief explanation right here. Verse number one, I, Mormon, being about to deliver up the record which I have been making into the hands of my son Moroni, behold, I have witnessed almost all of the destruction of my people, the Nephites. Kind of a spoiler alert for the end of the Book of Mormon, right? It is many hundred years after the coming of Christ that I deliver these records into the hands of my son, and it supposeth me that he will witness the entire destruction of my people. Mormon is such a good dude. He lives during a time period that is so bleak, and yet he tries to share as much goodness as he can. But may God grant that he may survive them, and that he may write somewhat concerning them, which I'm so grateful Moroni does that, and somewhat concerning Christ. Not only does he do that somewhat, he knocks it out of the park. That perhaps someday it may profit them. And verse 3 explains very clearly what the purpose of this is. Now I speak somewhat concerning that which I have written, for after I had made an abridgment from the plates of Nephi down to the reign of this King Benjamin, that we'll talk about in a second, of whom Amalickai spake, I searched among the records which have been delivered into my hands, and I found these plates, which contained this small account of the prophets from Jacob down to the reign of this King Benjamin, and also many of the words of Nephi. I love verse number 4. Verse 4 goes back to this whole idea of the verification of the word of God. And the things which are upon these plates pleasing me because of the prophecies of the coming of Christ, and my father's knowing that many of them have been fulfilled. Yea, and I also know that as many things as have been prophesied concerning us down to this day have been fulfilled, and as many as go beyond this day must surely come to pass. That's such a cool statement of the importance of prophecy and that prophecy is being fulfilled. We see it happen. We see that word of God verified like we talked about earlier this week. And Mormon continues to talk about how he's like, look, if I had all the time, I could write so much more. I can only include 1/100th part of the things of my people. So about the first 11 verses of the words of Mormon, he's just like, look, I hope that this is something that will be beneficial to you. I hope I can get this to my son Moroni, and I hope he can write some more things about Jesus Christ, because as we have seen, prophecy has been fulfilled and it will continue to do so. Now, you go to verse number 12, and through the remainder of this, I think there's such a cool little exposition to one of my heroes in the scriptures. His name is King Benjamin. I love King Benjamin. In fact, we named our last kid after King Benjamin. He teaches me so many good things, and we'll learn more about him as we get studying here in the future in those early chapters of Mosiah. King Benjamin's awesome. But this gives you a little bit of a background to who King Benjamin is. Verse 12, now concerning this King Benjamin, he had somewhat of contentions among his own people. Now, let me remind you, the people that King Benjamin teaches later on, these are righteous people. These are people that have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. And yet when they started off, somewhat of contentions among them. In fact, you go down to verse number 16, it says that there have been much contention and many dissensions among his people. So this poses a great question that's going to lead us through our next couple weeks of study, because this is kind of a teaser for next week. How do you go from somewhat or much contention to no more contention? Because by Mosiah 5, like I said, these people have no more disposition to do evil, but to do good continually. Well, this shows you a little bit what King Benjamin did to be able to help his people go from contention to no contention. First of all, you go to verses 13 and 14. Came to pass that the armies of the Lamanites came down to the land of Nephi to battle against his people. But behold, King Benjamin gathered together his armies. You know, we often think of him as this old king. Apparently, this guy was a valiant warrior, just a military strategist. He did stand against them. He did fight with the strength of his own arm with the sword of Laban. Boy, you think about it, that sword of Laban has been through some righteous hands over the years in defense of the Nephites. And in the strength of the Lord, they did contend against their enemies until they had slain many thousands of the Lamanites. Came to pass that they did contend against the Lamanites until they had driven them out of all of the lands of their inheritance. Verse number 15, also, there have been false Christs, and they had been been driven out and punished as well. King Benjamin used this sword to be able to do some incredible things. You think about this. What is the sword that is going to drive out a lot of falsehoods? You've got the sword of the Spirit. You go into Ephesians chapter 6, where you've got the armor of God, and of all those pieces of armor, you have that one offensive weapon, which is the sword of the Spirit. I do believe that King Benjamin was certainly led by the Spirit in all the things that he did. Poses the question to you and I, how can we use the Spirit to drive out falsehoods a little bit more in our lives? Now, how else did King Benjamin drive out falsehoods and be able to eliminate contention? Verse number 16, after there had been false prophets and false preachers and teachers among the people, after these having been punished according to their crimes, and after there having been, like I said before, much contention and many dissensions away to the Lamanites, behold, it came to pass that King Benjamin, with the assistance of the holy prophets who were among his people. Verse 17, for behold, King Benjamin was a holy man. He did reign over his people in righteousness, and there were many holy men in the land. And they did speak the word of God with power and with authority, and they did use much sharpness because of the stiff-neckedness of the people. So King Benjamin was assisted by the holy prophets and many holy men to be able to drive out contention and to bring peace to their land. Again, I keep referring back to General Conference because it's so fresh on our memories. As we've been going through and reading these things, you see words that will be able to drive out contention. You know, I think about President Nelson's talk just from, what was it, a year and a half ago or so, Peacemakers Needed, where he talks about how we need to have the Spirit with us so that we can be able to drive out contention and bring peace. You look at verse number 18, just to finish this off. Wherefore, with the help of these, now these takes you back to the holy men, the holy prophets, even the sword of Laban, that sword of the Spirit, if you will. King Benjamin, by laboring with all the might of his body and the faculty of his whole soul, recognizing that if it was going to start, it had to start with him, and also the prophets, did once more establish peace in the land. So I put this in my footnotes of my scriptures here. By laboring with all the might of his body and the faculty of his whole soul, and with the help of many holy men who spoke the word of God with authority and much sharpness, King Benjamin, a holy man, removed contention from his people. Which then leads us into next week. We're going to get into Mosiah, where we will see King Benjamin as this aged leader who is speaking to his people. He had spent the time eliminating contention from them. I know if you're anything like my family, you struggle with contention. You got so many people with differing beliefs and personalities and all those things. It gets hard to eliminate that contention. But I do believe as you focus on the same things that King Benjamin did, I believe it can bring peace to any group of people as they're striving to be more like the Savior. I am grateful for these four books. They're so awesome, and I'm grateful what they've taught me this week. If you'd like to check out our video that goes with today's podcast, you can find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook by simply searching Bomb Socks. That's BOMSOCKS. And be sure to check out our amazingly comfortable gospel-themed socks at bombsocks.com. Thanks for listening, and hope you'll join us again for more episodes of Bomb Bites. Godspeed, and have a great day.